with the orchard, what we did is I went through, I showed you the two-year cycle of preparing the land, where I grew the 4 years of covers. That stimulates the biology, gets the land, you know, the soil healthier. Then what we actually did, we went in, before we planted the trees, we went in and seeded perennials. And we like to use perennial native grasses and some perennial forbs, and then we do add some flowering species. We seeded the entire area where we put our orchards, and we have several areas to that. Then we come in and plant the trees. So it's a perennial carpet there, and then that's where we're grazing sheep and land hens. Our grass-finished lambs are grazing underneath in the orchards. We have tree tubes around the trees, because if we didn't, the deer would just decimate. You know, our deer population is so high on our place that they would decimate the trees if we didn't protect them. So it's not ideal for really producing and growing the type of tree that's easy to harvest, but that's okay. It doesn't matter, you know. We've got everything, apples, peaches, pears, plums, apricots, several different nut varieties. We have Juneberries and buffalo berries, which are native to our environment. There's probably about 20 different species of fruit and nut trees that we're growing now. You know, and the reason for that is, think of it this way. How many people would you guess in North Dakota are growing peaches? Okay? I can get, you know, I'm sure $3 to $4 per peach, you know? So, because it's a nostalgic thing. So I want to do, you know, people laugh at me because I'm different. I laugh at them because they're all the same. And that's the kind of attitude, you got to have that kind of attitude when it comes to marketing, you know? I don't want to market what everybody else is marketing, because then it becomes just a commodity. And I have zero desire to produce commodities.